I've got some scripture for us here from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 17 through 19. And hopefully you can see it, follow along. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." I'm trying to get everything situated here, so hopefully you can now see my pretty face. And we will discuss a little bit here, but I want to open up first with prayer. So let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity that we have. Even though the church's building has to be closed, the church moves on. The church goes right on. You have made it possible, Lord, for us to have technology to cover situations such as this. And Lord, I'm just grateful that we have this opportunity. So Lord, I ask you to bless this short time that we will share together, and help me to be a blessing to those who choose to stop by this channel. Lord, I pray a special blessing upon all those that are sick, those who are suffering, those who are going through some kind of challenge or trial right now. I ask you to lift them up, encourage them, and bless them, Lord. We are living in perilous times. We're living in troublesome times. But, Lord, you are the same God. You have not changed. You still sit on the throne of heaven, and you still rule everything. You are in charge. So we trust you, and we cling to you, and we ask you to guide us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, I know several people have wanted to know and have asked or wanted to ask, and I have not got the test results back from my COVID test yet. So when I do, I will let you guys know. But I feel confident that it will be negative. I have no symptoms other than I've been lazy. So if that's a symptom of COVID, then I guess I got it. But I've always had it. So, yeah. But we're grateful. See, several of you have logged on, and I know some were talking about watching on the LexingtonChristianChurch.com, and I apologize. For some reason, it would not let me live stream there this morning, so we're just doing it on Facebook. But I will post this to our live stream sermon page on our website later, so people will still have an opportunity. But just start off, God bless you. And so as we go back to our scripture here, you know, this was Jesus. He had been resurrected, or was getting ready to be. But I think at this point he was just resurrected, and he was going